This is PRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping calling on BRICS countries to promote practical economic cooperation. Made the comments as part of his address to the opening of the BRICS summit in Xiamen. As part of his opening address, Xi Jinping suggesting the potential for cooperation has yet to be fully unleashed amongst BRICS countries. Xi Jinping noting that foreign investment, which totaled $197 billion U.S. dollars in 2016, only accounting for less than 6% among BRICS member countries. His speech also unveiling new plans to invest 500 million yuan toward economic and technological cooperation among BRICS member countries. Chinese President Xi Jinping meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Xiamen, calling for enhanced mutual cooperation and strategic coordination. President Xi Jinping calling for advancements in the integration of the Belt and Road Initiative with the Eurasian Economic Union. For his part, Vladimir Putin says it's significant for China and Russia to strengthen their partnership and boost communications and coordination on major international and regional issues. Two leaders also agreeing to appropriately deal with the latest nuclear test conducted by North Korea. Volkswagen and its joint ventures in China, FAW and SAIC, have been forced to recall over 1.8 million vehicles in China over potentially defective fuel pumps. The domestically produced Magotan, as well as the new Passat models, as well as certain imported models of Magotan and Volkswagen CCs being recalled. Chinese quality supervisors warning a module on the engine pumps could fail, leading to potential stalling. The recall is set to get underway on December 25th. Nearly 70,000 people have been moved to higher ground ahead of tropical storm Mawar, which made landfall in Guangdong overnight. Heavy rains pounding numerous cities in the path of Mawar, including Dongguan and Shantou, as well as the cities to the west of the storm, including Zhuhai and Shenzhen. Authorities in Zhuhai shutting down all the schools as a result of the storm. Guangdong's provincial flood control headquarters warning of flooding and landslides. Mawar, the third storm to make landfall in Guangdong over the past 2 weeks, following typhoons Hato and Pakar. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis warning that any threat to the U.S. and or its allies from North Korea will be met with a massive military response. Comments come after North Korea official media announced on Sunday that the country has successfully carried out a hydrogen bomb test capable of being carried by an intercontinental ballistic missile. Mattis also calling on North Korea to take heed of the international community's call for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, adding that the U.S. is not looking for a total annihilation of North Korea, but has many options to do so. Germany's chancellor is saying that Turkey should not become a member of the European Union. Angela Merkel making the comment on Sunday night, though she did not completely close the door on membership for Ankara. During a televised debate with her major election rival Martin Schulz of the Social Democratic Party, the incumbent leader saying, "I don't see Turkey entering the European Union. I never did." She also stated, though, that the decision to halt accession talks with Turkey must be made in concert with all current EU member states. She also says it's a decision that needs careful consideration, as roughly half of Turkey's population has indicated a desire for the country to be part of the European Union. Schulz, for his part, saying that he would move to halt accession talks should he be elected Chancellor of Germany. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson saying that it's the UK's government job to protect taxpayers and make sure that the country gets the best possible Brexit deal. Johnson reacting to a comment by European Union Chief Negotiator Michel Barnier saying that he wanted to get as much money out of the UK as possible. Speaking at a conference in Italy, Barnier also saying that he needs to educate the UK about the price that it'll pay for leaving the European Union. UK Prime Minister Theresa May attempting to prevent a Conservative ruling party rebellion over the Brexit, as her office rejected a claim that she was preparing to approve an EU divorce bill of up to 50 billion UK pounds. Ongoing violence in northern Myanmar forcing the closure of more than 400 schools, affecting tens of thousands of students. Officials saying the decision to close the schools made because of the continued attacks by militants identified as members of the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army. According to reports, more than 50 terrorist attacks have been recorded in the state of Rakhine between the 25th and 31st of August. This has resulted in the deaths of 13 security force members, injuries to 15 others. At least 370 militants have also been killed. 14 civilians also being counted among the dead. More than 2,600 homes in the affected region have also been destroyed. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.